Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Spirits Healing Circle, where we will explore ways to let go of our fears and become free. This is David Clark, and I welcome all who are joining us today. We're now going to take some time and have a space to let go and become centered, and so it begins. Take a few deep, soothing, healing breaths. Take three breaths. Count to six in, hold, release, count to six. I'd ask you to consider the things that you're grateful for today, those things that bring you joy and peace and love. I ask you to count your blessings and find your way into the highest level of vibration possible. Consider the many blessings that have occurred in your life, even those that may not have felt good at the time, but consider the learning experiences you've had and express gratitude. I invite you to express gratitude for those if you're able to do so, for they have served to make you all that you are today, which is divine children of God. Creator, Goddess, Universe. You are beloved, as are all of God's children, and so I invite you to let go of any fear, any judgment, anything that takes you from that place of supreme joy, which is your birthright. And so, we begin. Today, so far, there are four of us. Let me check on the fourth one. It is Jean, Sharon, myself, and area code 216. I just want to find out what your first name is. Hi, what's your name?
How you doing? My name is Desmond.
Desmond, thanks for joining us today. We're going to be talking about the topics of boundaries and respect and trust. And the way we work it is each person has a chance to share. And if there's something you'd like to throw into the mix, since there are only four of us at present, feel free to do so. Is there any topic that comes to mind for you today?
There's various ones. I like to talk about the energy as far as it feels like ascension energy going on for me.
Oh, great. Beautiful. Thank you very much. And I might as well ask Sharon, too. There's no reason we can't have four topics between four people. So, Desmond, I'm going to mute your mic for the time being, but you'll be able to hear what's said, and I'm just going to come to one person at a time, and we can share on all the topics. So let me go to Sharon. Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Do you have a topic you'd like to share?
You know, I am facing a pretty big family event and next weekend. And last night I found myself with all these negative thoughts in my head, a lot of self-talk, negative thoughts that I thought they were thinking about me. And I wonder how to encapsulate that so that it's boiled down to a topic. This morning I woke
up. How about
up great
letting go?
Was, okay, let's do it.
Does that sound good?
Let's do it. That sounds
okay,
you know.
Great. I'm going to mute your microphone for the time being, and I'm going to go to Jean. Hi, Jean.
Hi, David, and hi, everyone.
Would you like to start us off? You've already raised a topic, and I have too.
Yes, thank you. I want to start, I'm going to touch on all of them, but I want to start off with what Desmond brought up. There is a lot of divine, wonderful energies that are being exposed on the earth, and they keep building, and new ones keep coming, if that makes sense the way I'm saying it. And we are seeing things, hearing things, even like little flashes of light maybe that we never saw before out of the corner of our eye, you know, type things. And that flows awesome into boundaries, respect, and trust, because these energies are going to continue to accelerate because they're giving humanity an opportunity. And as a result, people are having their suppressed issues, such as trapped emotions or trapped physical issues going on, or dis-ease. And it's just going to keep rattling and rattling and bubbling to the surface because humanity has got to release this stuff. It's also affecting Mother Earth. And, you know, people wonder, why are there, like, so many devastations happening? First of all, the people who are passing, just pray for the ones who are left behind, because the ones who have passed have so agreement to do that and have that experience. But it is a great opportunity to also respect. Is it your stuff, or are you picking up on a family member, or are you picking up on humanity? And if that's the case, that's when you have to work on your boundaries, okay? And it's like if somebody is going through emotional struggles right now or physical, they want to tighten their boundaries to only let, joyful and uplifting people in their life while they're going through that process, and keeping the boundaries. Like, I think it was Sharon who said that she's going to a family gathering next week. I would like to suggest, or not suggest and recommend, this book that I recommend all the time to people called Sacred Choices. And it's by Crystal Nanny. C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L, Nanny, N-A-N-I, Sacred Choices. And what it is, it's about deprogramming the family programming. And I got turned on to it, I don't know, probably almost 20 years ago. And after that, I've just been sharing it with other people. I've had people say, wow, I didn't realize how messed up my family baggage was until I read this book. And I said to the girl, I said, be lucky you're reading this book at 21, you know, and not in your 40s when I did. But, you know, because it's a blessing, the younger generations, with all the opportunities we have. And then there's the respect to honor yourself and say, I'm not going to put myself anywhere that is going to make me feel uncomfortable or put my knots in my stomach or give me agita type stuff. I'm going to respect and honor myself. If a lot of people are also feeling very tired right now because of these new energies, and you have to just trust that your body trying to release and reacclimate You will go through the experiences in your own set time where you're going to feel like you're having a heart attack, where your physical heart is going to be feeling like bolts of energy are zapping your heart. And you might be laying there or sitting there and thinking, oh my goodness, should I call 911, right? You're not having a heart attack if you just tune in and relax to the best of your ability. What is happening is the physical human being heart is going from carbon to divine quantum crystal. That means going from the 3D vibration up into the 6D vibration. And that's what happens if you have that experience. So that's all I wanted to say, David. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Sharon, would you like to go next? Let me bring your microphone live. Please go ahead,
okay.
Sharon.
And I'm, what am I talking about? I was listening, but what am I talking about?
Okay, well, you know what your topic is. We're also talking about boundaries and respect, trust, and the topic of ascension.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a real good exercise that I was doing last night. I forget the title, DMR or something like that. What it is shaking loose. You do a physical action with your eyes or your hands, and anyone can YouTube it or Google it. The person that founded this technique was themselves struggling with negative thinking. And they would, after, and they have a very high degree, and they've been in the field for decades, and it's controversial in the field because some of the practitioners in the mental health field don't agree with it. They think it's not of any use, but I say, hey, if someone believes in something, then as an example of someone believing in something, came back after being gone for a month and 2 weeks. And when I was gone for a month and 2 weeks, I didn't have my scales with me to weigh myself. And I thought, I know how to control this. I can do it. And I kept telling everyone, I've lost weight. My clothes were looser, and I was very active. And I thought I was being careful with what I was eating. Of course, I would cave and go into, you know, stuff that wasn't entirely good for me. I got back, and I had gained weight. And I tremendously believed that I had lost weight. I mean, I really thought I had lost weight. My clothes were loose. You know, who knows, maybe I was building muscle by the workouts I was doing. I don't know. But I had gained weight. And so I'm talking to myself about what my capability is in self-belief. And, you know, I talked myself into the idea that I knew I had lost weight. Well, no, I hadn't. It was very traumatic to get on the scales when I got back and found the weight I had gained. So anyway, this technique that I'm referring to, they use it in trauma centers around the world. They, when there are hurricanes and tsunamis. And what you do is, again, I encourage people to YouTube it. It's called DMR or something along that line. And you move your eyeballs from left to right, body technique and that, when you have a negative thought or what you think is a negative thought. Last night I was feeling onslaughted with negative thinking. I was thinking of people that were going to be at this event and what, you know, certain people I've had a history with and what the thoughts were about them toward me and how I was feeling like I didn't even want to go. But I kept using that technique and I woke up this morning feeling tremendous. So that's one way for me. It's a physical action of letting go. Plus, you know, all the affirmations, all the, you know, falling asleep to powerful meditation or using my own meditation. That's part of letting go, I know, and replacing it with positive. So that's what I have to offer on that. And one thing I will say, I fast sometimes to do a cleansing. And when I'm fasting, I have replaced, I'll break the fast with a mini break, and I'll have broccoli and eat the broccoli and then go back to my fasting where I'm just drinking water. And I think of the broccoli that is so yummy because I've broken my fast and I've gobbled up my broccoli taking, you know, it's very savory and I remember how it tasted, so yummy. And when I'm driving back past fast food places, if I see a particular burger that appeals to me, I replace it with the image of the wonderful taste of the broccoli that I had. You know, I put a little pat of, you know, butter on it, and a little Himalayan salt, tiny bit. And I remember the taste and how savory it was. So, again, that brings me back to replacing images, replacing thought, replacing feeling with things that are better for me. And I'm still a work in progress. So that's part of my letting go. And I go to the food thing because that's kind of big right now in my consciousness and negative thinking. So thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate it. Desmond, I'm going to come to you next. And everybody's microphone is going to be open, but I would ask everybody to just refrain from chiming in while the person is sharing. So, Desmond, you're live. We're all live.
Okay. Well, one thing I'm learning each and every day as far as negative energy and boundaries and letting go of a negative energy is trying to transform energy. So if negative energy, if I'm having a negative thought, I try to make straw. What's that story? That's making straw. The guy made straw into gold. That's why I try to make it like if someone cuts me off, like I was talking to James, like if someone cuts her off, you know, she'll turn it into a positive thought, you know. So, you know, so just every little, if you just do it, because you're going to, it's all throughout the day, it's always going to be somebody that's going to come with some negative energy. So you just, you know, you try to talk to them politely, whether they kind of friend you from the line. It's like, well, I'm not in no rush. I woke up today, I'm fine, in perfect health. It's a little bit of time, it's not going. Even though it might be rude, you just take time out the day and just, you know, cherish the moment, like, it's all right. You know, so, and I noticed, like, in just certain cities, like, I stay in Cleveland, Ohio, so everybody's rushing to work and just everything is moving here, beeping the horn. And I go to San Diego where it's nice, the ocean, and the weather's always nice. Everybody's so laid back, you know. I don't know if it's, I know it's partly because of the weather or they just, able they can smoke weed, is that part of it too, but it's just nobody's in a rush, everybody's just, and everybody's, you know, polite, and everybody's out in the sun, so it's like, you see two different, you know, sides of that coin, you try to lighten the load on yourself, you know, and as far as ascension, it's catching me by storm, so I think I went through one ascension maybe like last year, but it wasn't like this. This one is like intense. Like I almost thought I had to go to the hospital. Like I didn't know what's going on. But I mean, I'm glad I didn't because they would have just gave me a whole bunch of medicine and whatnot. But even though I'm trying to be holistic health, but there's definitely something going on. It's not, I mean, Mother Earth is, you know, going through it at the same time. But just to be in the presence of the people that's going through it with you is gives you a bit of comfort. So that's all I have to say right now.
Thank you, Desmond. Well, boy, I could talk a long time about these topics, but I'll try to stay brief, and we can go around again if people have other thoughts that have been stimulated. Letting go, you know, I found that to be a rather elusive practice in my life. It took me a long time to understand that the act of surrender doesn't have to do with giving up pieces of myself, but it has more to do with just aligning myself with all that is and realizing that all is well. Not that all will be well, hopefully that is the case too, but that if I stay in the present moment, I recognize that all is well, and acceptance is the key for me letting go, as is gratitude. And gratitude is what raises my level of vibration. And I'm going a little bit off topics now, but that's very near and dear to my heart, because I think that when we keep our levels of vibration high, that then we are in a place where we can ascend to our higher selves and become aligned with that and aligned with all that is. Because ultimately we are one, and I too see a great shift in cosmic consciousness. It's been evolving over time. There are more and more advanced souls coming into play, and that's not to say that they're better or worse than anybody else, because we're all on a learning curve, and we can all learn from each other. I mean, there's no such thing as just student or teacher. We're all students and teachers to each other, and it's reciprocal. It's a matter of giving and receiving. And when we can do that, we recognize that the gift is there with each person that we encounter. However, I like Jean's topic of boundaries and respect, because I need to take care of myself if I'm going to be good to anybody else. And I am working diligently on not allowing people to intrude on my space and my state of well-being, as I'm working on doing the same for others. And that is what I would call respect. Respect for the fact that we're each growing at our own pace. However, we must necessarily come to understand that we are all worthy, and that there's no such thing as abuse unless we allow it. And we do not need to do that. And we can rise above whatever happens to us at any point in time and recognize that we are, as a good friend of mine says, spiritual beings having a human experience. And I add to that, and she may have done this too, who can and will have a spiritual experience. And I say that at the end of every one of my radio shows, which are at a different time. This is using the radio studio, but it's only to facilitate a group discussion. And so I'm so grateful that I have this opportunity. As far as trust, that was something that was brought up in church today as a key word. And it's something that for people that have been programmed through negative experiences in their past is a real challenge to come to be able to do that. And I believe that we all can come to that place if we're willing to do the work. Willingness is a key, and there are other keys too. Acceptance is another key. Love certainly is the key. That's probably the most important key, along with joy. And I recently heard it said that joy is the highest level of vibration above love. I'm not sure about that. It's food for thought. But I know that when I'm in a place of joy, I am free. And we all are free spirits when we allow that to be. There's no need to be encumbered by the weight of this world. It is a learning experience We're all here again, as I said, as students and teachers, and I'm grateful for that. And we have another person joining us today, and I'm going to go and open their mic. I think I know who it is, and we'll find out in just a minute. Let's see who is from area code 315. Hello, you're live. Whoops. Now you're live.
Hey, David.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Well,
I'm so glad I was able to join you.
Oh, I'm so grateful you are, too. The topics today are letting go, ascension, boundaries and respect, and trust.
Okay. Do we share? I'm sorry, this is my first time here. Do we share based on what the topics are?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the other people want to know your name, so I'm going to let you announce yourself.
Okay, I'm Trish, and boundaries is a great topic for me because I've been able to set some really strong boundaries. Actually, working through a lot of issues, and I feeling more worthy of that I have worth and that I'm lovable and I'm really loving my life. So I'm able to set boundaries and keep the people out of my life that aren't healthy for me. I'm Marie Kondoing my life, including my stuff in my house and the people in my life and the things in my life. So I'm in a much better place than I have been.
Would you like me to tell you what the other topics are, too? Because I threw a lot at you at once, and I so appreciate what you've said so far.
That one really spoke to me, and the other ones didn't really jump out at me, so.
Not a problem. Well, what we're going to do, Trish, and welcome. I thought I recognized your voice, but I wasn't expecting you to call in, so that's wonderful. We're going to go through again and see if anybody has had any of the thoughts that have been triggered. We have plenty of time. And let's see, the first person that shared was Jean. Would you like to go again, Jean?
Sure, okay. I just took my phone off of mute. I'd like to bring up the topic of respect. And while we are setting our boundaries for self-worth and self-love, we also need to, well, it's a good practice, let me word it that way. It's a good practice to respect where another human being is because that is their experience. Yes, I agree with what Trish said, that we need to set the boundaries and not have toxic people in our life, even if they're blood family. But at the same time, we can set those boundaries for self-love and self-worth and respect them for afar for where they are. Because if they were in a much healthier place, then they would be more pleasant to be around. So, as an example, if I am out in public and somebody might get like huffy or puffy because they're in a hurry or they're on their lunch break or something, and I can pick up on it because I'm sensitive to energies, I have programmed myself to be in the practice to send them love in the hopes with the blessing that they will open their heart. And if I think that the more people who can consciously every day bless themselves and bless each other, even, you know, like even not to get on a religious thing, but even Jesus said, bless your enemies, right? And, you know, we want, bless all the people who have harmed us, right? But at the same time, look at the gifts and the blessings that they have taught us. They taught us, you know what? We are self-worth. We are self-love. We are worthy to be loved and accepted for who we are, because each of us are magnificent. So, you know, I believe that we can respect each other in that way. And going, bringing back in what Desmond had brought up about the ascension and sensing of the new energies, is take the practice to trust that these new divine energies that are giving us an opportunity are taking us to where we really want to be, you know, it, which is in harmony with our bodies, with our minds, and the people around us. That's all I wanted to add, David.
Thanks, Jane. How about you, Sharon?
I'm taking you off of mute. Thank you. Earlier when I spoke 2 minutes ago, EMDR, that's what I was referring to. It's eye movement, desensitizing and reprocessing. So it's just replacing thought is what it is. And you're doing a physical movement. And that is the power of, for me, letting go. And as far as respecting others, especially when I'm getting into this thing that's approaching, this family event, you know, a lot of people can liken it to when they go to the holidays and they're getting around the family dinner table. A lot of Hollywood production movies have been made about that, the dysfunctions. And so what I'm internally and on myself is, David, I love that phrase that you used several minutes ago. You're taking care of yourself. You're taking care of yourself. And then you said a second line to that, and I should have written that down because it was so concise what you said, that you've learned to take care of yourself and then you can, I just like the way you put that, because it didn't sound enabling, it didn't sound, it just sounded very healthy the way you stated that. And so I'm using all my spiritual light, all my God center, spiritual, internal connection to really put myself in thinking thoughts that are this, what the event traditionally means. And whatever happens will happen, but I'm going to stay grounded and centered in my spiritual self. And, you know, no matter what happens. So those are my boundaries. And not to, as Desmond said earlier, I could relate to the rage driving or, you know, getting blindsided in road rage things, or, you know, when this comes out of the blue on the roadway. So when it comes out of the blue, getting blindsided maybe by something someone says or does at a gathering, at family members. And generally, I'm usually pretty pleasant and positive and upbeat. But it's when I go home and then I a cycle of thoughts in my head, and they said this and they said that, and then the emotional stuff comes up. Definitely my boundaries will be in place as far as self-respect goes and respecting myself. As I respect myself, then the respect happens for other people is all it boils down to for me. And I really work with my spiritual self on the upcoming events, seeing it positive for me, a positive experience for me, and, you know, definitely a growth experience, and surrounding myself with all the beautiful colors that I associate with healing and positive, and, you know, whatever else happens, so be it, let it go. And that's what I have to say.
Thanks, Sharon. How about you, Desmond?
I'm a golf some. Spin off a little bit what Sharon said as far as self-respect. I had to learn that well, I think it was like maybe last year, I had to learn how not to let people drain my energy, no matter how close we are. Like, if you're constantly draining my energy, you know, for it might be something going on with them, like they, you know, they past issues they haven't dealt with. It's, you know, so they take it out on me because I'm the closest one, and I understand them. So, but I had to learn self love. It's okay. You know, even if you're a soulmate, I get the lesson. I got the lesson. Self love. I can't go on like this because you're stressing me out. So from this point on, either we have to, you know, solve your problem, or we just have to separate ourselves. I learned my lesson, so I'm not trying to stress out anymore after this. So thank you for the lesson. So once I said that, it took some time, but eventually, you know, the tantrums and stuff just kind of eased away, you know, for whatever reason. But, you know, once you give that permission or put that out there, like, okay, I learned my lesson, I'm ready to move on one way or another, you know, something has to give here. That's what I had to learn, you know. So that was a helpful lesson that I told her I appreciate, even though she didn't know what I was talking about, I told her I appreciate her for the lesson, you know. So I have to say.
Thanks, Desmond. I was moved by what a lot of people said, and I wanted to come back to boundaries and respect. I was thinking about how I have had people proselytize to me in the past, and I've been guilty of this too. I got very excited when I joined my first 12-step program, and I thought everybody should be in one. And granted, perhaps everybody could agree with that, but at any rate, I believe that it is important to do something else that I've heard in 12-step programs, and that is to attract rather than promote. And by that, I mean modeling behavior that I've learned to come to appreciate. And if somebody wants to ask me how I've reached that point in my life, then I can tell them what's going on. And it's the same thing with advice. I believe it's important not to give advice unless it's asked for. I suppose that gentle suggestions might be okay, but they border on advice. I do believe we all do the best that we can, and we are all adult children. We all have our past programming to let go of. And I like what's been said about recognizing that everybody has their own experiences that have brought them to today. And it's important to respect that. But I don't need to take on their stuff. I'm an empath, and I'm very sensitive, as Jean has expressed. And so I need to focus on people, places, and things that fill my spirit and avoid anything that's toxic. And I'm so sensitive, I can pick up on group energies, and sometimes I have to disassociate from that or just leave if I'm feeling like I'm being impinged upon or disrespected at some level. There's so many ways that negative energy can seep in, as Desmond was saying. And so I need to start off by respecting myself. It all begins with me. An example that was given in church today was how when you're on an airplane, if there's a problem with oxygen, you need to put your oxygen mask on first before you help somebody else. You need to take care of number one first. If you don't have it, and I'm not just talking about oxygen, I'm talking about whatever is valuable, if you don't have that, you're in no position to give that to another person. And so I guess that's all I have to say, except that I love Desmond's topic about ascension. I see that in a lot of different lights, but right now I'm thinking in terms of rising above anything that has taken me down, and coming back to that place of joy, which, as I said in the beginning, I believe is our spiritual birthright. So that's what I wanted to add. And Trish, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I really like what was just said, but no.
Okay, well, at this point, Jean has offered kindly to lead us out with a meditation. And so, Jean, I turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you, David. Can you hear me okay where I got the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone who would like to participate, please close your eyes and let's just take ourselves to a place of self-love. As you breathe in gently with your eyes closed and exhale, imagine or pretend, however it works for you, sense that pure divine love coming in with each inhale, and when you exhale, feel that divine love going right into your heart. Nice, gentle in-breath, breathing in pure divine love. And exhaling divine love gently into our hearts as we continue to allow ourselves to breathe in this pure divine love. It also starts to wake up the true divine love within us in our core center. Breathing in pure divine love, exhale deep into your heart. Allow your heart chakra to release all resistances and let the light and love of this perfection open and expand your heart. Each gentle breath, breathing in pure divine love, exhaling divine love into your heart, allowing each breath to ripple out and fill the first layer of your auric field closest to your body. Breathing in divine love, filling the first layer of your auric body with divine love. Breathing in divine love, expand that love now and fill the second layer of your auric field closest to your body. Each gentle breath into your heart, expanding, filling the second layer of your auric field. Breathing in pure divine love, exhale into your heart. Ripple out to the third layer of your auric field. Let this pure divine love soothe and bathe with divine love all your emotions. Allow this divine love to comfort and love your emotions in the third layer of your auric field with each breath. Breathing in pure divine love, exhale into the heart, and ripple out to the fourth layer of your auric field. Each gentle breath filling the fourth layer of your auric field with love. Gentle love nurturing, soothing your heart layer of your auric field. Breathing in pure divine love and exhale into the fifth layer of your auric field. Into your heart, rippling out to the fifth layer. Soothing your larynx and your vocal cords with divine pure love. Soothing and comforting all the times your words and voice was not heard or validated. Each gentle breath into your heart, expanding out to the fifth layer. Soothing and comforting all your expressions with love. Breathing in pure divine love, exhale deep into your heart. With each gentle breath, let it ripple out to the sixth layer of your auric field. Let this pure divine love, as you breathe each gentle breath, clear away all illusions and all deceptions that are not divine truth. With each gentle breath of this pure divine love, allow it to clear all cellular memories of negative thoughts and words, actions, and behaviors. And let the love come in and replace those with gentle, supportive love. Let the right and left side of your brain relax and release all illusions. Allow the neurons in all quadrants in your brain to light up, fire up with divine connections with love, with divine connections with your higher self through love. Each gentle breath rippling out to the sixth layer of your auric field. Breathing in divine love and exhaling into your heart, rippling out to the seventh layer of your auric field. Gentle love flowing as it ripples out into your heart through all the layers out to the seventh layer. Each gentle breath filling your seventh layer with love, pure divine love. Allowing all your chakras to vibrate divine love. Allow all the layers of your auric field to vibrate divine love. Allow all your cells to vibrate divine love. You are divine love. You are magnificent divine love. And when you ever slip or forget, just breathe in pure divine love and remember who you are. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. And we normally end right at the meditation, but I just wanted to put it out there that anybody that would like to do a meditation or centering exercise would be welcome. And I'm going to give you my telephone number in just a moment. You don't need to do a free form meditation. You could read from a spiritual book if you like. We generally just do 5 minutes going out and 2 or 3 minutes going in. Whatever you would like to share would be welcome. And we are on every Sunday at 2 o'clock. And please invite anybody you think would be interested to join us. As we continue to grow, we will time sharings. But I am so appreciative of everything that has been shared today, and I feel honored and blessed by your participation. Thank you. God bless.